You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Plumbers, contractors, builders, and facility managers, listen up. I am talking to you. Time and money are important. You need a plumbing supply partner who understands that. One that can provide quality products at competitive prices, top shelf service, unmatched product knowledge, and a huge selection of in-stock inventory to get you back on the job site quickly. Who is that? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. Doors open at 7 a.m. Stop by and grab a cup of coffee and fill your coolers with ice as they prepare your order. No time to wait. Call in your order and they'll have it ready when you arrive. Can't find time to pull away from the job site? No worries. They can deliver too. Our friends over at Park Supply Company, Huntsville and Athens, are the people you need to see for all of your plumbing, hardware, and hard-to-find parts. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm on location in Colbert County, Alabama, as I have my friend Kelsey Terry on the program. Yesterday, I posted her speech that she made to her class at UNA, the University of North Alabama. And I wanted to talk to Kelsey about what she had to say and maybe be able to expand on some of those thoughts. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Kelsey, because you've talked to me before.
Yes.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. How did you feel the presentation went before your class?
I think that it went better than I had anticipated, for sure. However, I did not get to my actual call to action, which was the purpose for the speech. But overall, it went well, and I made an impact.
What was the requirement for this particular class to put your speech together for to be successful in it?
So basically we got to pick any idea, thought, just social issue that impacted us, and we could do a 3-minute speech about it. And we just basically had to have a call to action stating how others can help us implement change.
Your speech had to do with the first responder community. Why? What was the reason behind that?
Suicide has always been a high topic for me. It's very personal to me, but suicide among law enforcement officers is a giant issue that is not recognized. And I shared Christian Nick's story, which is close to home for me. So I just felt that his story needed to be heard once again for others to be reminded that this is an issue.
Those who don't know, Christian Nick's worked for Sheffield Police Department in Colbert County, Alabama, where we're at right now. And he took his life. He was an officer who was very young. He was new, really relatively new in the business. Law enforcement's not an easy job to have. I worked it myself for several years. I'm no longer a law enforcement officer, but I feel like I can support law enforcement officers now from another vantage point. And you come from a law enforcement family, and so you have a different vantage point that you can feel like you can support as well.
Absolutely.
When you gave your speech and you didn't get to the call to action, what was it that you wanted to say?
My call to action was obviously for suicide among our law enforcement officers to first be recognized. Secondly, I was going to say basically that we could implement change by creating funding for our law enforcement officers, for the retired officers to go back to school, to become educated, to become mental health professionals or social workers, to be put back into the departments because they know that work like the back of their hand. I mean, they've done it every day in and out. And that way they can be there for the officers for everyday life. I mean, because it's not easy, not just for when the crisis occurs, because at that point it's too late.
What type of classes do you feel would be helpful?
Personally, I think them becoming a social worker would be amazing. And I say that just because I'm in the social work program currently. It's a broad spectrum. I mean, you can learn a lot. However, they can go in and, you know, specify if it needs to be counseling or therapy, which obviously I think would work in the departments. But it's just figuring out what would be best for the officers, what would get them to talk and make them feel comfortable.
Talking may not be a problem when you're on the street as an officer to communicate with those who you have a job to communicate with. But outside of that, can be difficult. I told you when I was a police officer, speaking at home, there wasn't any talk of my job and things that I experienced or things I saw. I just kept that to myself. And really, being in a smaller department, I didn't even have fellow officers that I could talk to. It wasn't like there were 100 of us. There were 2 or 3. We worked our shift and we went home, you know, and there was one at a time. And so it was just me most of the time on my shift and didn't have anybody to talk to. If I wanted to hang out at the convenience store, which I did not, I would have had some lady at the cash register talk to. But I wasn't interested in doing that.
Yeah.
I was interested in getting my job done and going home. But there really wasn't a release for me. There wasn't a way to communicate whatever happened throughout the day. That was tough.
Of course. And I do think a lot of the guys and girls in the department, like, you know, they pull up window to window, they talk, and they do talk about some personal things from time to time, but they don't get down to the nitty-gritty, basically. And I feel like they are possibly too scared, for one. Maybe they don't trust their department, I'm not sure. Maybe they have a fear of being demoted. Maybe they have a fear of having their gun taken away from them. So it's better to just suppress the emotions than actually talk about it.
I would agree with that. I think everybody has a different reason behind why they're not communicating. One of the individuals that I'll have in the next segment, his name's Seth Powell, and he has Ofaros, and it's a meditation type of program, and he offers it to families, which I told him in our conversation that I feel like if law enforcement officers can connect with their families in a different way sometimes, it can be very helpful to be able to communicate to the spouse or to connect with the children and make it a family affair, so to speak. And meditation might be it. Breathing, different things that we could add into our physical could help our mental. So I think that's a good conversation to be having too, is to talk about, well, what is it that actually can help to alleviate some of the stress that goes with the job?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, I always go towards counseling and therapy, which that's not everybody's cup of tea. So, I mean, exercise programs, meditation, I mean, whatever it is, but there has to be some form of self-care, some form of release of these emotions to process them.
I go to counseling. And if somebody would look at it and say, I can do this, I can speak to somebody, and if departments would be supportive of that, where if they know that their officer is going to get therapy, that they let them get their therapy and appreciate the fact that they're working on that rather than keeping it in and going to a point where, say, like Christian Nick's and taking their life. I would prefer for an officer to go and get some help and to be able to speak to somebody than to lose their life in that way.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that was the end of my call to action, was basically who helps our helpers.
Who is it?
Exactly.
Somebody has to step up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some of us, I mean, if people are listening right now and they think, well, what can I do, you know, in the law enforcement community, first thing I would say is be supportive as you can.
Oh, yeah.
Of the work that they do. And, you know, if you have an opportunity to speak to somebody, if you're qualified as a counselor, as a therapist, offer up your services to first responders. Mm-hmm. You could say, well, I'm going to have a particular day I'd love to have first responders, anyone interested, to come talk to me. And I would love to see qualified people offer that out there and make an officer comfortable with speaking. I know I had an experience where I went to my doctor, and my doctor's office shared with the magistrate that I'd gone to the doctor's office and that I was having some stress problems. And so the next thing I know, I'm called into my chief's office. Hey, Mark, I heard you went to the doctor. I was like, how do you find that out? But the doctor had simply talked to the magistrate and got that to the chief.
Oh, yeah.
It was an awkward situation explaining why I'm going to a doctor, but I shouldn't have had to explain anything as far as why I'm going to the doctor.
Whereas if you had a chief that understood and recognized mental health as an actual issue, then, you know, it would be normal. Maybe he could have sat you down and had the talk with you rather than you having to go to the doctor.
Absolutely. And I've had chiefs on my show that I felt like understood that. Mm-hmm. And when I hear that from them, I appreciate them being at the top of that ladder and being in that role because of the fact that they do allow their officers to go and get some help if they need it.
Mm-hmm. It just needs to be a more open topic. I mean, make it normal, because it is a normal thing for sure.
So when it comes to this speech again and what you were able to convey to the audience, do you feel like it came across? Did you get a response from fellow students about your speech in particular?
The most response I've got is that they definitely felt the passion. Obviously, I was a little emotional, as it does hit home in lots of aspects. But I think I got the point across that it is an issue. I just didn't get to the point of how we can change it.
Well, let's work on changing it.
Absolutely.
We have each other's phone number, don't we?
Yep.
And anytime I see you doing something to help in this realm, I'm happy to use the Mark White Show to try to help you move this forward, okay?
I appreciate it.
Kelsey, Terry, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show and sharing about your speech there at UNA. I wish you much success. You're doing a great job as a social worker pursuing that, and I know that you've got a heart that is going to help a lot of people, and I appreciate you for that, Kelsey.
Well, thank you for listening to me, and thank you for having me on your show.
You're most welcome, folks. We've been coming to you from Colbert County, Alabama, and we're going to be headed to Hueytown, Alabama next as we speak to Seth Powell at Afaro's. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advanced Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on the Mark White Show.
And we're back. We're coming to you from Hueytown, Alabama, as I speak to Seth Powell with Afaros mindfulness meditation class that we just finished tonight. And I wanted to share this with you because I believe it ties in very well with my conversation with Kelsey Terry as we talk about first responders, suicide awareness, mental health. I was a first responder myself. I was a firefighter and a law enforcement officer, and I understand the stress of the job. And there are things that we can do that I believe can help some of that stress in the job. And Seth, this is what you do now to help other people to have this mindfulness meditation, really calm themselves down, to put themselves in another place. I enjoyed tonight's class.
Well, good. I'm glad. It's, you know, we live in a day and age where so many people are struggling with stress and anxiety and just the frustrations of life. And we don't take moments to care for ourselves and calm down and calm our thoughts. And as I was opening Afaros here in Hueytown, I was thinking through some of the services I wanted to offer. And when I thought about mindfulness meditation being such a great tool for helping our minds to calm down and help us to work on those anxieties and stresses that we have, and to be able to enjoy life a little bit more without the constant struggle going on in our minds. And so that was why we started the mindfulness meditation class. And the purpose is to teach people strategies. Each week we may repeat some of the activities that we do. We'll introduce new activities. But every week the goal is to help people learn new strategies to calm their minds, calm their brain, to activate that parasympathetic nervous system, which helps the body to rest, and to get out of our sympathetic nervous system, which is that part of our body that is prepares us to move, to run, to fight or flight, to address, you know, situations and problems. And so many of us live most of our hours throughout the day in that sympathetic state rather than that rested state. And so mindfulness meditation is just a means to help people reclaim that.
So the sympathetic is where we mostly stay as human beings in the general sense.
Especially Americans, especially as productive oriented as we are, we're so inundated with our jobs, you know, our work responsibilities, our home responsibilities, bills, that constant thinking of what problems we have to solve keeps our bodies in that sympathetic state. And so mindfulness meditation helps us to step out of that and into the parasympathetic and help our bodies and our minds to rest, to help our minds not to continually run with what do I have to do tomorrow? What do I have to finish today? What else is on my to-do list?
What's your background, Seth?
Well, I was a teacher for almost 20 years and made a switch to mental health because I was working with so many people, children, teachers, parents. I have a ministry background as well. I was a pastor and missionary in Bolivia. And again, worked doing a lot of counsel with people. And so I went back to school and I have a master's in clinical psychology and I'm a licensed therapist here in Alabama.
One of the things I think about with what you do, Seth, when we think about individuals who have stressful jobs, they have difficult jobs on the outside and they come home and maybe there's not an understanding of what that individual went through on the job. But what you offer through your effort is family coaching, which could ultimately get them on the same page.
Yeah, definitely. On my door, when you walk into a Faros, the underneath the Faros, it says family-oriented services. And I want every person who walks through the door, every person who comes to class or books counseling or books coaching or whatever other service we're offering, I want them to know that my passion is to help families feel stronger, help parents feel more capable, help families to feel more unified. And a lot of that comes through helping each member of the family understand each other, understand, you know, when mom or dad has a stressful job and they come home and how we can communicate that. A lot of times parents struggle with communicating their stresses to their kids because they don't want their kids to worry. At the same time, they don't know how to help their kids see that they need a break. They need to be able to breathe. And so helping parents to strategize and understand how they can care for their kids and connect with their kids and at the same time find ways to get the self-care they need so that they are able to do their jobs well and not bring so much of that into the home.
And honestly, as I think about it, in the law enforcement career that I had, the people that I encountered, the people that I had to take to jail, they needed a lot of this. Mm-hmm. There was no structure with a lot of their lives. It was chaotic.
Definitely.
And they needed something to bring peace internally so that externally they could achieve some things, they could accomplish some goals. Mm-hmm. But instead, that inner turmoil just remained.
Right.
And continued to cause them problems in a cycle that just continued throughout their life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the things that if anyone who works with children or childcare services may be familiar with a therapy modality or intervention called TBRI, which is trust-based intervention, a relational intervention. It comes from Dr. Karen Purvis in Texas. And one of the things that she has stood on and talked about for years with children's behaviors is that behavior always communicates something. And if it's negative behavior, generally it's communicating a need. And that's really honestly for all of us as human beings, as people, our behaviors communicate. And the goal that I give families is to, rather than respond to the behavior, question what's being communicated. Is there a need that needs to be met? And so many people, like you said, that get arrested or get involved in things they shouldn't be in, or are just really struggling in life. It's because there's a need there, and they're trying to communicate it the best they know how. And I want to give people a voice. I want people to know how to communicate those things and how to meet those needs.
Figuring out what our needs are. If you ask somebody and you said, well, what is it you need? If they could answer that question, it mm-hmm. might help them to jump that hurdle, so to speak, yeah. because they don't know sometimes. We don't know exactly what we need. It's yeah. like a baby crying if they're needing food. Well, that's so we have to figure out what does that baby need by the crying, the emotions yeah. that's being. And then as human beings ourselves, as adults, we have to then be able to translate mm-hmm. the need of another person. And sometimes yeah. that's not so easy.
It's not. Too many of us walk around with needs that aren't met, and we don't realize it. We just know that we feel the void. We feel that missing piece.
Frustration.
Yeah.
The agitation, anger, right. the things that go with that.
Yeah. I mean, I encounter people all the time who are, you know, moving from job to job or relationship to relationship, and it's because they haven't figured out that they need something that those other things aren't giving them. So, yeah, identifying the need is really important. And really, one thing I want to specify is that more often than not, one of the most basic needs that we have that people don't seem to get met a lot is a need for being validated. There are wounds that all of us are carrying around, some larger than others. And when society or other people don't validate those wounds that we carry, it can cause a lot of frustration, and we can respond in ways that are not healthy to ourselves or to others around us. But learning to validate people and then helping them to, you know, now that you're validated, now that you're affirmed, let's see what we can do to make healthy choices from here on out.
And a lot of that comes from childhood trauma. When mm-hmm. we think about validation and the fact that even when we're out of our teenage years or our younger years where we're still seeking attention, mm-hmm. we're still seeking someone to appreciate what we are capable of, what we're doing, and to validate us as humans, because maybe early on we didn't feel validated. Maybe we right. had divorced parents, or there was yeah. domestic violence or something that mm-hmm. was intertwined with that
right.
that created a problem where you felt you were left out as a young person and mm-hmm. you weren't getting that validation early
right.
on.
Right. And, you know, a lot of people, when they think of trauma, they think of big T trauma, you know, abuse, violence, neglect. And they don't think about the small T traumas, those adverse childhood experiences that we go through. Maybe a parent was a long haul driver and wasn't present in the home very often. No fault of their own, that was their livelihood, but it left feelings of neglect, like feelings of rejection that the child as an adult understands, my dad was just working, but there's still those feelings that linger. And so those small T traumas from, you know, a comment that was made or a situation that happened that as adults we look back and think that's not that big of a deal, but our bodies remember that, our minds remember that, and sometimes it's those small T traumas that really get us. So I tell people, even if you don't have any big T's in your background, let's look for those small T traumas and see what needs maybe that maybe we're overlooking.
I traveled from Athens, Alabama to Hueytown to be here tonight, and for me it's worth it if I can feel better. I go through severe depression myself. I've been given a brand new medication recently. Seems like it might be helping so far, but I feel like there's always some thing inside of me that I've got to release or let out of Mark so that I can feel better. Mm-hmm. And it could be that internal need for validation. I don't know. Yeah. But there are other things. And coming down here, to me, this is worth it if it helps me. And I'd like to say to listeners, it might be worth it to them, wherever they're at around the Hueytown area, mm-hmm. if it helps them, it's worth their time and effort. And I want you to be able to share, Seth, how people can connect with Opharos and be a part of what you do.
Yeah, definitely. I'll say, you know, one of the things I try to do with things like the mindfulness meditation class, as a therapist, I know that for some people, it's not always very accessible to get therapy, to get counseling, to go and get these services. But there are other options that can bring a lot of help to us. The mindfulness meditation class, it's $10 a person per night. It's very affordable. And my goal is for people to come and feel welcomed, to feel loved, to feel comfortable, to feel invited. And we use these techniques that are proven, that everything that we do in here, I don't just, you know, it's not willy-nilly. every activity, every strategy, everything that we do is based on research. And there's longstanding research in the field of psychology that shows the benefits of mindfulness for everything from, you know, attention and struggling to pay attention to things, with depression, with anxiety, with stress, with sleep, people who have difficulty getting to sleep at night, grades, kids that are struggling to manage their emotions. There's so many different aspects and factors of life that mindfulness can give benefit to. And so I really, my goal is to have something that's affordable, that gives people tools and equips them in ways that are significant and tangible.
And we're in the Papa John's Shopping Center in Hueytown. That's where a lot of people would know Papa yes. John's Shopping Center up on the hill. And how can people connect with you, Seth, through Facebook, Instagram,
oh, yeah, and those definitely. Places? So our website, www.ofaros.com. That's O-F-A-R-O-S. We're also on Facebook. You can search for us with Ofaros. Ofaros comes from the Greek, the light, because I want to be a light for people. And we're on Instagram. We even have a TikTok.
Got
so
it.
You can find us on most of those platforms. And yeah, on our website, we've got our phone numbers. You can text us, email us, contact us through the website, and ask about services, schedule a free consult, and we can go from there.
Seth, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today, and I appreciate the class tonight and look forward to more.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like Kelsey Terry, who shared about suicide awareness when it comes to law enforcement officers, first responders, and Seth Powell as he conducts his mindfulness meditation classes and supports families through this coaching. I hope that you will share the show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors, and let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're trying to do to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
In life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month, where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
With over 19 vitamins and minerals, pecans are a nutritional powerhouse. And just like with any produce, you want the freshest pecans possible for all that nutritional goodness. Shop with the Alabama Pecan Company for the best quality in raw pecans, pressed pecan oil, fresh pecan butter, and so many delicious snacks. Give your 2023 a healthy and tasty start by shopping with the Alabama Pecan Company. Shop online at alabamapecanco.com or stop and visit them in their Mercantile and Cafe located on Highway 87 South in Sampson, Alabama. That's the Alabama Pecan Company. Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Push out a friendly heart when they go passing by. Who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.